In the near future, the way we are moving and advancing in technology, companionship might come in the form of highly advanced robots. Which may be easy to clean and easy to maintain. Alafu zitalag that complex emotion part, they lack it. And to some people, this will be the perfect solution to companionship. Unajua, kuna mzana kuwana anajibu baka, kuna mzana kuna emotions zake. And it is very, very apparent in the movie Code 8, Part 2, which came out this year, 2024. And what I'm asking is, what is the cost, if there is any? Creative science. In the movie Code 8, it's a science fiction movie, science fiction action movie. In the movie, the main theme is the oppression of people with powers, PWP. Part two picks up years after the original film, which came out in 2016. And in this sequel, the city has undergone some reform. In the original film in 2016, there were brutal robotic enforcers used to keep law. But now in the movie, the current one, 2024, they have been replaced by robotic companions, which are meant to improve police-public relations because of the previous brutal robotic enforcers that were present. You see, in the past of this fiction world, everything was okay up until the people with powers came about. Na pia ikuwa mbaya sana because in the film itself, again, the origin of the powers atuambiwi, but you can assume is genetic mutation, the evolution of man, the way they keep saying, the next generation, the next evolution of man. So the people with powers are kind of shit originally because, you know, some people have the power to conduct electricity. Imagine working with someone and you work with power. Imagine working with someone who cannot get electrocuted. That's a game changer, you know. Add insurance yake inakuwa very, very cheap because you can get hurt with electricity. But sir, what happened is one of these PWP people with powers came and attacked a normal human being. And that's where the brutal enforcers were created and used. They were used mostly to police these people. And these enforcers, they're humanoid, very terrifying, and very heavily armed. Kazi yake, be designed to overpower people who have powers, so you can imagine how they look like. The movie is online. You can go check it out on your favorite streaming service. After the brutal enforcers came there, the PR robots, they look like animals, like dogs, four-legged animals, like dogs. Now, these ones are presented as a positive step by the authorities because they don't actually hurt people. The way they're supposed to work, they're not supposed to hurt anyone and supposed to be less threatening. But obviously, as the movie goes on, no spoilers though, things start to change. It is a recurring theme in sci-fi, e-story, a human beings trading human companionship for bots. Now, what started as fiction is becoming more and more a reality, like everything else in science fiction. Yeah? Already, our interactions right now are via screens. They're online. Eh? We gather online, Fortnite, WhatsApp, Discord, X, like we meet up online. And now you can imagine the advancements of AI and robotics. Can it fanyika next? What will make you so sure that you're talking to someone, not talking to a bot? Which is already happening right now because there's some companies customer relation, yeah, I carry you all to the bot, see him too. But the way they talk, you can't tell the difference. Then, on top, the way deepfakes are moving so fast. Today, there was a video made by Sora, a text-to-video AI generator that looked so real. It looked like someone talking about TikTok and it's selling a product. That's how deepfake has gotten. It has become serious and they're out here roaming the interwebs. So, how can you tell what's the difference right now already? You can't. It's very difficult. In the near future, tuseme robots zimegain traction vizuri and the AI is also working very well and seamlessly with the body. Imagine you strolling in a park with a metallic pet, either no care in the world about fur or poop, no bathroom stops, no disobedience, you may program to answer to you and to you alone. And even better customization. Imagine customizing your own pet. A perfect pet. What color? Well, if you make it biomechanic, you can choose a lot of things because you have some parts of the bio, the biology, the physical, the organic, and some parts of the machine. And this is what is going to be offered. But at what cost? At what cost? Although right now the devices, but later on there'll be something else. So whatever it is they're going to be in future, let's say companions. Although these companions do offer that certain amount of your company, they lack the depth, the emotional connection that counts, real animals, real people, and they encourage more isolation. You know, the way it is right now, already people are becoming isolated, so they encourage that, they encourage more isolation, less bonding, less empathy, which is not a good thing. Human beings are social animals, they need to socialize. So maybe we can say they do socialize, but online. But there's something about being with people physically, there's a difference. It's the same with streaming a concert from your YouTube screen or attending it physically. There's a big difference. Now, aside from that, as we continue to, well, engineer our companions, there'll be a very great loss in biodiversity. Because, sasa, why should we even care about these plants and animals when we can create them and make our own? Huh? Maybe I don't like certain color of certain animals, as in ijalishi kabisa. So why should I care? We should be concerned because who's going to own this technology? According to the film, according to Code 8, it's the police, or the government. And that it didn't end well because someone got corrupt and decided to silence some people. It may seem positive, but in reality, these things, it can be a way to keep the population under close surveillance. Because can you imagine already the information they have using your phone and your accounts online? Can you imagine what they can do with that information? Now imagine what they will do with the information they have of what you do in the morning, how you sleep, how you work, a companion, you know, what your dreams, what your hopes. Imagine that data. Imagine what they can do to you with it. The current system, the current data collection is used, are all used already to attempt to persuade and influence your thoughts, one way or another, for capital gain or not. But their purpose is to influence your thoughts. Now, systemic yote ni mbaya, even though some things are gonna cause alarm. In some places, like in Japan, which is a very high-aged population, in the USA, they deploy such companions for the elderly, hospitals, you know, someone who needs that little pick-me-up, a little lift in morale. Your life ni ngumu. Life can have its challenges. You do, it's very nice to have some people or some who you can talk to and share. And currently, some are already being built to interact with people and recognize emotions and even hold a conversation. They have told you some companies are implementing this in their customer relation department, a map of front desk, where you don't have to talk to someone. You talk to a machine, a gadget that helps you and guides you to where exactly you want to go. Saves time, saves costs, is more efficient if technical difficulties do not occur. they're not so many because the nini, the companions itself to build is very, very limiting and it's very, very expensive because your story. It's an ongoing field, and the way AI is booming right now, if you mix AI with robotics, then you can get these companions that we are talking about. So, before you go trading in your goldfish for a talking toaster, can a machine truly replace the unconditional love of a living, breathing companion, a friend, you know? Robot companions are still in the infancy, but as jafika. Now maybe kombelembele, there'll be something different, and maybe they'll even become more efficient and more obedient to other might fetch your sleepers. But do we really want to become so reliant on robots so much we forget how to interact with fleshy beings? It's not all negative, because some people do need the companions and they don't have one. Maybe they're just allergic to animals, or they just can't seem to find the perfect companion for them. So it's not a bad thing. It's a 50-50, like everything else. It's a tool, depends on how we use it. Now, in the end, where we're seeing companionship going is a fascinating one. And robots are definitely in the mix. So next time your dog choose your favorite shoe, you never know. A robot revolution might ring up a hypoallergenic, low-maintenance, programmable, customizable cuddle buddy your way. Kamakawa, kamadawa. My name is Dishon Jester. You can follow me, follow us at _Pishi on all social platforms. Check out our content. I want to thank you all my listeners. Man, I was sick. Likuwa naugua kidogo. I was sick. That's why I didn't record an episode this past week. But now I'm feeling way better. I had a chest infection. Ilikuwa tu a flu, but now it's better. So thank you so much, my listeners, for keeping it on. And remember, it is always a good day for science.